Hey, one and all, it's me, your pal, Russell. You know, your favorite fella. That wonderful pal from that hit program, Pester Chum Radio. But I'm divorced from that right now. I am divorced in my own podcast reality. It's called, Russ Walsh's Very Popular Radio Program. You've got your ear next to a sound projecting device, and get ready for content out of the wazoo, out of the zoo. You know, these are leopards of a podcast. You'll see antelope content. You'll see panda content. You'll see all kinds of content. It's a wild, wacky world of zoo fun ventures. Without Kevin James or whatever he is. You got everything here. First things first, is a feature that was so rudely interrupted on this week's Pester Chum Radio, that horrible program of horse duty that you should subscribe and download to. Nepeta's Death Watch, Undeath Watch 2011. She's coming back, folks. Don't doubt it. Don't. And in your hearts, you've been crying. Your hearts have been crying blood. You're having internal bleeding ever since Mr. Hussey fooled your eyeballs into believing that Nepeta was dead. Well, guess what? Honey bunches of friends. She's coming back. Don't worry. Don't worry. She is back. She's on the horizon. She's coming home tonight. You know why? Because she's a good-ass character, and Andrew Hussey's a liar. Look at him. Look at his big lying face. His just big old head. His horrible visage. His unlively nose. They're all features of a swarthy, lying liar. And Nepeta's the best character. Like, the other characters? What? Who again? What are you talking about? Like, who the hell is this John? I haven't seen him. Where's he from? Tavros? Oh, yeah, Tavros. You remember him? No, of course not. No. He's nothing. Eridan? You like Eridan? Who are you? Are you getting your lips and flapping them and creating these tones? Who are you? Get out of here. Because I can't respect you. A fairy? Really? Huh? Why don't you get your coal mining ass back in Divine Art and write your Naruto fan fiction? You dummy? God! Jeez Louise, Nepeta's back! She's a fever! She is a disease! She's spreading! She's spreading her talons like an eagle! And she's gonna snatch up this story, this plot! You mean we know she's the main character? Goodness gracious. Mother, oh my. The next segment in this episode is cereal reviews. I'm a big fan of cereal of all kinds. My selection for this episode was Post's Mini Churros. Then you're thinking to yourself, mini churros, yum, 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 yum. Gotta get that in my mouth. Gotta get that taste, that cinnamon crunch. And you got that. They got that right. The cinnamon crunch. There is indeed a crunch. A cinnamony crunch. But it's no good. You know why? Because you didn't get the soft, doughy inside. Look, it may cost millions to hydro puff the inside of a cereal, but guess what? That's what a churro is, dog. It's just literally cinnamon bark around a soft, supple dough. If you can't get that right, then why did you even try? You fooled me, Post. You fooled me again. Honeycombs, yum, 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 yum. That's bees, natural beauty and flavor. No, it's not. That's cardboard that tastes like packets of used honey from KFC. Get that out of the here. Get that out of the here. I didn't want it. Post, step up your game. This is why you ain't gonna beat General Mills. Fred Flintstone's Cocoa Pebbles? What is this baloney? Get out of my sight. I hope you had a very enjoyable episode of my podcast. Goodbye. Russ Walsh's very, very popular radio program.